Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every time you kiss me, I'm still not certain that you love me. Every time you hold me,
I know that sounds like Elvis, but it's not. It's Terry Safford. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website's smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Weldon Long. Weldon is the author of The Power of Consistency, and it's a bestseller. Also, The Upside of Fear, also Consistency Selling, Powerful Sales Results, Every Lead, Every Time. Weldon, thanks again for being here. WeldonLong.com, folks, you need to go follow Weldon and see what he's been up to in his life and what he's doing today. Weldon, we're talking about focus. The things that we have to, we need to be thinking about 2021 right now, don't we? Because I know some public companies whose board have told them earlier in the year, look, let's just write off 2020. Let's just get it in the books. Let's just get set up so that we can start 2021 going well. Now, some small businesses have done great during all this. Some people close the door and will never open again. And then we got everybody in between. What do you think?
Well, I think the poor folks in the restaurant industry have been devastated. I agree with you. Many of those aren't going to come back. On the other hand, I have a strong consulting presence in the heating and air conditioning and plumbing industry at the manufacturing level, distribution level, and contracting level. And those companies have done fantastically, right? $50 million companies, $80 million companies that have just grown by 25% this year. So I agree with you. We got to look at 2021, but I'm not quite ready to throw the towel in on 2020. I was doing an event yesterday for a national sales team for a company that sells mortgage insurance. And there was a lady on the call that worked there for 26 years. And she was just like, man, I've lost my joy. I've just lost my joy. I said, hey, I want you to repeat three times for me. Say, I've lost my joy. I've lost my joy. And she repeated it. And she sounded like she was just death warmed over, like I've lost my joy. I said, now I want you to repeat to me. I want you to say, I found my joy. I found my joy. And she said it. I said, how did it feel? She goes, it felt different. And so we've got to be very careful about the conversations. Yeah. We're having with ourselves, because if we tell ourselves we can't find the joy, we're not going to find it.
Toxic,
if we tell ourselves we can find it, we will.
Toxic talk will take you down.
Oh, man. You know what I told her, Jim? This lady, she worked for this company 26 years, very successful. I said, her name was Deborah. I said, Deborah, what would you do if you had a friend that walked around with you side by side every day and said, you know what, Deborah, you lost your joy. You're never going to find that joy again. It's pretty much over with. I said, what would you do with that friend? She goes, I'd get rid of him. I said, but you have that same conversation in your head with yourself all day long. Get rid of him.
And this is what I meant earlier in our visit today, Weldon, about getting out of our own way. The single biggest impediment to success, and you are a walking, talking clinic on this, the single biggest thing that's an impediment to our success is our ability to get out of our own way. What do you think?
Absolutely. Listen, you know my story. I spent 13 years in prison. I was a ninth grade high school dropout. I was living in a homeless shelter at 39 years old. And I was the biggest problem. It turned out it wasn't the things around me, that it was an inside job, right? And a big part of it, yes, was getting out of my own way. Mostly getting out of my own way in my head, right? I was talking to myself into failure. I was talking to myself into poverty and struggle and crime and all these crazy things. I started having different conversations with myself, Jim. And when I started having different thoughts, I started having different emotions. When I had different emotions, I had different activities. When I had different activities, I had different results. It ain't rocket science. I tell people it is brain science, but it ain't rocket science.
Right. Well, and the thing is each one of us has the ability. I can't change you, Weldon. You can't change me, but I can change me. You can change you. You're the clinic in that. And all of us, I still love what is attributed to Henry Ford, who said, if you think you can, or if you think you can't, either way, you're right.
Yep. Hey, you got time? You got 15 seconds for a quick story, Jim?
Go ahead.
Talking to a young man, owns a plumbing company. He was complaining about how much money he wasn't making. His dad had owned the company before him. His dad was always broke. He looked at me. He goes, yeah, it's like my daddy always said, plumbers don't drive Cadillacs. And I thought to myself, well, there's the problem. 2 weeks later, I'm down with one of the most successful plumbing contractors in the country, $50 million company. And this guy brings me out to his house, and he picks me up in a Cadillac Escalade. And we go out to see his boat. He was down in Tampa Bay. It's a 45-foot or 65-foot, $3.5 million yacht.
Oh, boy.
And I thought to myself, well, I guess some plumbers do drive Cadillacs. So plumbers don't drive Cadillacs. Our plumbers drive Cadillacs and yachts. Which man is right?
Yeah.
They're both right because they're both products of their expectations.
And one of them said they could, one said they couldn't. That's right. What a horrible thing to plant in your son's brain. But the thing is it's not so much of the father's fault. The son should have taken the platform his dad gave him and made something out of it. That would have been a perfect way to prove your dad wrong of all the things that you could teach her. About 30 seconds. Last thoughts.
Man, I just want to say so much. I enjoy you having me on. And the work that you're doing, Jim, getting people back focused on the basics, those fundamentals that you first listed, right? Getting customers in the door, closing those deals, payroll. Hitting your payroll. Don't miss your payroll. Don't miss your payroll taxes. Rule number one and two in business, right? Don't miss payroll taxes. And just keep doing the great work, my friend. I really appreciate chatting with you.
Well, I appreciate you, buddy. Thank you for doing a great job today, and I hope you'll come back real soon.
Absolutely, my friend.
Weldon Long, ladies and gentlemen. Please check out his book, all of his books, and his life, and it will inspire you. WeldonLong.com. Check that out. Quick break. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.